Okay, so tonight we are up to Siman Tov Kuf Ein Aleph Siv Gimel. I do not know if this is COVID related or not. It may be. It may very well be COVID related. Tell me what you think about it. Siv Gimel, are we on? Ishik Yufor Akum. Siman Tov Kuf Ein Aleph Siv Gimel. Is that leftover cholent or leftover kugel? Have you got it here, Sheikh Kufua? Siv Gimel? Yeah. Im Nishpar is Anus, that sounds like Siv Sim Tov Kuf Ein. That's it. Ishek Yifo Akum. Okay, this is talking about a city which been sieged, which has been surrounded. Yeah, but Akum or Kutim, yeah, they that's the censor. I've got the non-censored version, you've got the censored version. He means Goyim, he means enemies, it means a city, a Jewish settlement, which was but it's just very often because of the censorship, they couldn't write Akum, which refers to Goyim, so they replaced that with Kutim, which was a very specific sect. It doesn't mean the Kusim. Kusim is very, there's only a few Kusim left. It's not referring to that. It's just what, because of censorship, they didn't want to offend anybody. It's politically incorrect to talk about the Goyim who may be enemies. Because that's what it is over here. Goyim who are enemies. Also, a single individual who is being chased by Goyim. So we've got either a city which is in danger or an individual who is in danger. Or if they list him because the robbers are chasing him. Because of some evil spirit which is chasing him. So, all those people are not allowed to fast. Again, we're learning. If a city is in danger, an individual who is being chased by the mafia, for that matter, by the tax collectors, I don't know, he's just being chased. Doesn't have to be, it's one example. But whenever a person,
you get by the enemy, war.
It could be the war, but it could also be any dangerous situation. What happens then? You would have thought that perhaps they should fast. They're in danger. It's a good time perhaps to daven and to ask for kapol and to do tshuva. Nevertheless, einom reshoim, they are not allowed to leisanus to fast. Sheloi leshabe koicham, not to break their strength. So what should they do? Elo, only yekablu aleim leisanus, they should accept on themselves to fast, kach v'kach yomim son tzomini taneisim, lechshinatz to when they are saved. Accepting is
helped.
Correct.
This shows that this works
that's right. Absolutely, yeah. V'chein im gozu gzeira, v'gozu shaloi nisanus olof, yekablu aleim nisanus kach v'koch tanius k'shovu yak zeira. Also when there's a decree, a bad decree on a, when there's a bad decree happening, a new rulership, a new monarch, a new prime minister, a new president, a new, that's it. And they're making decrees which are dangerous. So you're not allowed to you're not allowed to fast. You'd have thought perhaps fast, but don't fast. You need the strength. So what you should do, if you need to, you should accept in yourself to fast. Accept, you know, when the situation improves, you should then fast. But as long as you need the strength, the physical strength, you may not fast. I don't know. I think that Gideon mentioned, or somebody, I think it was maybe you. We asked earlier Why is it that when COVID hit, we're talking about Purim time, and it was like we heard things from, you know, there's things happening in China. Do you remember how it all developed? First we heard about China, and then Wuhan, and then it was started like very... Do you remember that? It's a while ago. And then, yeah, this... Then what, where did the, when did he come from there? To where did the, after that, where did he... And it was a stage like that it... And we felt that it was like only the non-civilized countries will be... Do you remember that? Italy, perhaps. Yeah. He said, no, England? No, we're all immune. We are fine. We are on the island. We are okay. That's all for the others. We'll be all right. Herd immunity, whatever, I'm saying, we'll be all right. So, at that point, we mentioned why did it that when we went once the world seemed to scream at us, this is a dangerous situation. We never heard anybody fasting. We never heard anybody. I don't believe. Did you hear anybody trying to? You know, the, no rabbonim, tayonim, keheles accepted fast themselves to try to daven that the bad things shouldn't happen. This terrible disease shouldn't spread onto. So nobody did. Nobody did. So perhaps there is nothing. Did you suggest? Somebody suggested that perhaps it's because of this reason over here. I don't know. Because the last thing you want to do is to be weakened and not strong. You know, it's for the immunity. You want to be strong and healthy and fine. If everybody would start fasting at that stage, that probably wouldn't have been a great idea.
But the same, you could say the same logic about when the classic occasion brought down Saturninus when they made their fast was when there was not enough rain. So presumably there was not enough rain, there wasn't enough water to drink, and
it's a good question. It's a good question. Good question. Have you asked from the typical case in Mishnah's Tarnas, when are we should make a typical prototype of a fast? There's no rain, you fast. He says, surely when people don't have enough rain, you know, you... although I think that at that stage there is still resource, there is still water. Just trying to, we know that the it's going down. Yeah, there's not acute danger at that stage. Okay, but it's a good question. Yeah, so you're right. At that stage, we will be getting to those halachas next week. So we'll hold on with that. When there's no rain, at what stage you actually pass? So we'll be talking about that. Okay, so if Aleph Rabbi Stein Simon Tov Kuf Ein Beis. Hengo is in Tanas Atzilu B'tchila B'yim Chamishi. You never established. What we are talking about, so the name of this Simon is Be'ez the Yomim, which there is Hengo is in Tanas Atzilu. So if there is a situation that you want to make a public fast today, make a public fast day. So there are days that you shouldn't do it. Some days you don't make a public fast. What days are days you don't make a public fast? In goes in Tanas HaTzibur B'tchila B'yom Chamishi. You never do it on a Thursday. When you start a fast, don't do it on a Thursday. If you're going to make a fast day, make it on a Monday. And then it could be the second fast will be on Thursday already. But the first initial fast, don't make random a fast on a Thursday. Why? Because things are going to be expensive. There's no such concern. Why will things get expensive when it's fast on Thursday?
Demand is high.
Exactly. The basics of economy. Now, I'm not great at finance and economy, but there is a rule that if somebody is a sudden surge, a huge demand of products, the prices will skyrocket. Imagine on Thursday, people are not buying anything. And then suddenly, when it gets to the end of the time, somebody's buying, you know, for meals, they have missed meals.
Why do they not buy on Thursday? People go to work.
People go to work, but people are not thinking, if you buy on Thursday lunch, if you buy for Thursday lunch, you buy on Thursday, you go to the shop, and you normally buy a sandwich, let's say, yeah? So, and then on Thursday, you're not buying anything. It's Thursday night, suddenly, oh, everybody's hungry. And everybody's going to buy loads and loads. And the shopkeeper says, "Hey, what's going on over here? Whoa." And then instead of charging £1.50, we're going to charge £3.50 for the same item. and everything's going to shoot up. It's, oh, that's no good. So the, everything is going to skyrocket, because also, remember, it's before Shabbos, and everybody's going to, oh, all the prices are going to shoot up for Shabbos. That's how it works. So therefore, we are used to having loads of shops, yeah? There's this shop, and that grocery, and that shop. And imagine there's one shop in town, and everybody comes to him, he's going to say, oh, very good. It's going to shoot up the prices for Shabbos. So therefore, never make a tannus the first time of fast. Don't do it on a Thursday. But if you do a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, it's all right. Because the shopkeeper is going to chaper it for Monday night. He knew it is a fast day. Monday, Thursday, Monday. So he knows and the price will be okay. See, base. And goes in tannus alatzibu b'roshi chodoshim. Never make a fast on the Rosh Chodesh. Hoy b'chanukah or chanukah purim or purim. Hoy b'chol ha'moed or b'chol ha'moed for that matter as well. Don't make a fast. B'chol ha'moed. But if they did start a fast on for but if the fast days started already beforehand and it hits one of those days, then you fast on those days. So say for instance, you said we're fasting for the next 3 days, we're fasting the next 3 Mondays, and one of them happens to be Rosh Chodesh. So as long as the first of those fast days in Rosh Chodesh, it's okay. Does that make sense? Okay. If you say tomorrow we are fasting and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, you can't do that. But if you say we're going to fast 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or the next 3 Mondays, the decree is the Rabbanim decide we're going to fast 3 days, and one of those 3 days, not the first one, the second one happens to be Rosh Chodesh. Second one happens to be Chol HaMoed already. Second one happens to be Purim. So, what happens is, you can fast, umashlim and amitaj will fast. Because the fast has been accepted correctly because of the first day, which. Okay. You will fast. Umashlim and biyematainis. You complete the fast. Yeah. Yeah, if you fast specifically on that day, you make a Kabbalah's Tainus for that specific day, which is going to, which would be Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, then your acceptance is bottle and you don't fast. However, if you accept on yourself a few fast days, and one of them happened to have been a day you don't fast, I think you're right.
What's the question?
You're referring to Sif Aleph in Siman Tov Kuf Ein, which was a machloek Shulchan Aruch Ramo. Okay, Blini, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. You're right. That's what we learned. That's how we learned Sif Aleph. Yeah. You're talking very, very good. You're getting it right. Sounds like contradicting Sif Aleph and Siman Tov Kuf Ein. I don't know the answer. Very good. It seems to be contradicting outright something we learned earlier. Sif Gimel Abayisai. Absolutely. Sif Gimel. Sibu. She Bikshu Ligzo Etanes Sheni Chamish Vishayin Vipokav Etanes Tishabu. Tu Bishvat. What happens if you fast? That's in Shvat. That's a good time to fast. If you're going to fast, Shvat is a good time to fast, because Shvat is very short. So you say, I'm going to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. And you know what you didn't realize? That Monday was Tu B'Shvat. So Shulchan Aruch says, you're not going to fast on Tu B'Shvat, you're going to enjoy Tu B'Shvat, and you're going to fast the next week. You're not going to fast on Tu B'Shvat. That's wrong. It's interesting. I want to point out that I do not recall that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Tu B'Shvat. There's no halachas earlier about Hilchas Tu B'Shvat. One Mishlebuah taught us that it's right to eat fruit, but there's no mafurish Shulchan Aruch about it. Here we find a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tainis. You're going to learn about Chesed Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi says, Siman Tov Kuf Ein Gimel. Shabbat Le Megillas Tainis. Gentlemen, have you ever seen Mishnayis Tanis? Some editions of Mishnayis Tanis have got a, in the back something called Megillas Tanis. Have you ever seen it? Mm-hmm. Megillas Tanis. Some editions have got it, not all.
Yeah,
what is Megillas Tanis? Some Mishnayis have got in the back Megillas Tanis. What is Megillas Tanis? So the answer is, it's from the times of the, I'm not sure it's Tanoim Amorim. They wrote days, that on those days, there was great simchas on those days. Great nisim happened on those days. Those days really are designed that you're not allowed to fast on those days. These are days which are excluded from potential fast days. So great miracles happen on those days. The day that Klal Yisrael went across the Jordan, the day that this nest happened, that nest happened to our ancestors. Megillas Tanis. Now, the question that the Gemara discusses is, do we still enjoy and rejoice those days or not? So the Gemara says, and that's the first three words of our Shulchan Aruch over here, Hilchos Batla Megillas Tanis. Nowadays, the halacha is that Batla Megillas Tanis. What does that mean? Batla Megillas Tanis? It's fallen into disuse. It's cancelled. Why? Why would such beautiful days be cancelled nowadays? And therefore, you would be allowed to fast on those days. Why? Batla Megillas Tanis. Mishnah Berurah says the unfortunate historic reality. Let's look at Sifkot and Aleph and Sifkot and Beis. Megillas Tanis, what is it? Shom Kosuv Kama Yomim Bashana. There it is written, days during the year. Shenasu Bohem Nisim Lavoseinu, that Nisim happened to our forefathers. Vosom Chachomim Kiyom Tov, and our Chachomim made into festive days. Shaloi Leisanos Bohem, they shouldn't fast. Figam lifneim, even the day beforehand. Figam lachem, even the day after that. Also, b'em nisanu, you're not to fast. These are beautiful, very special days that nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. However, botlo megillas tainis. Why? Mutal nisanu b'em. Why? Mipnei the historic reality. Three guesses. Why? Mipnei shavaseinu oiru b'em harbe me'oiros botlo. Because unfortunately, throughout the centuries of the goddess of Klal Yisrael, many days, there were days of simcha, there were days of miracles, there were days of joy, and Gilui Shechina over the years also coincided with days of great tragedy. Days of great tragedy. Many days, if you think about the days that Yidden were murdered, days that was tragedies, blood libels in Europe, killing of Yidden, you know, there's no day in the calendar that is free of tragedies. Very literally. So therefore, it's Batla Megillas Tanis. It's quite right nowadays, because of the history of Katholic Israel, you can't say, don't fast on this day. Hopefully don't fast on this day. It's true, there was maybe a miracle that happened at some point, but in the meantime, never, bad things happened as well. So therefore, Batla Megillas Tanis. So therefore, Rabbi Isai Sif Aleph says, Hilch is a bottle of Megillas Tanis. The Megillas Tanis has been cancelled. For Chol HaYom HaKsuvim, all the days which are in the Megillas Tanis, Mutal is Anas Bohem, you're allowed to fast in it. For Kol Shken, even more Surif Neim Rachem, the day before and after. Chutz Mechanaka V'Purim, excluding Chanukah and Purim, Sh'osu L'Sanas Bohem, which you're not allowed to fast. Chanukah and Purim is, remains days, which are obviously very, very, very simplistic. These are also days which are in Megillas Tanis, Chanukah and Purim. But never mind that, they happen to be beautiful Yom Tovim. Obviously on those days you may not fast. But, contrary to Megillas Tanis, Chanukah and Purim, the day before and after, you'd be allowed to fast. V'chein, similarly, Shabbos Yom Tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov, V'Rosh HaKadosh Mosh Chodesh, Mutar Lifnei Lachem, you'd be allowed to fast before and after. What are your thoughts on this cancellation of Megillas Tanis?
Usually, you don't ratify rabbinic decree. Once it's set in motion, you don't stop it.
I very much value your question. So these are not. You know, this Megillas Tainis is time of the Amoraim, perhaps Tanoim. It's ancient, and it says there all the list of days that you're not allowed to fast. And suddenly we're changing it with the generations. That's a good question. The Gemara discusses. So the Gemara discusses whether bottom Megillas Tainis or not. I think that it's the Maskonos of the Gemara. Gemara decides at the end of bottom Megillas Tainis. Says the Gemara. Next topic. Says the Gemara. Mishi Yesh L'Nisun B'Chanukah. What about somebody who gets married on Chanukah? Have you ever heard anybody getting married in Chanukah? So we know that Chos normally on his day he fasts. If however his Chasna is on Chanukah, he gets away with it. But if somebody gets married during the month of Nisan, Misane b'yom Chuposi will fast in his Chupadei, afilu b'Rosh Chodesh Nissen, even on Rosh Chodesh Nissen, b'mnei Yishu Echad Meyomim Shemisanim Behem, k'dei lekamon. So Rosh Chodesh Nissen is an interesting one. Really, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is a day that was that was part of Megillas Tainis. That's right. Lemaisa, it's been cancelled. But since if it happens to be Yom Chuppah, Talocha is Benissen Misane B'Yom Chuppos Afilu B'Rosh Chodesh Nissen B'Mnei She'echa Min Yom Shemisanim B'Hem. The Mishavu explains that because the Mishavu adds here it is in Zivkot Zayin. Benissan Misani adds another few dates. The Marshal is on Shalitanus Benissan and a Minik. That we don't fast in Nissan generally a Minik. The Fiza, therefore, who are in Lagba'oima? On Lagba'oima, you do not fast. Ha'oima Shemosh Chodesh 7 at Shavuos, the days from Chodesh 7 until Shavuos, you also won't fast. Ha'yomim Shemim Akipurim Nesukas, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukas, you also won't fast. Havol Be'isuchak, however, on Ischak, Petu Be'av, Tu B'Shvat, and Misani, you won't fast on those days. Pardon? Yeah, I don't know. The Loshna Avol is interesting. Yeah.
What's wrong with the fasting the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Joyous days.
Well, in truth, we don't say Tachnun, which show indicates already that. Rosh and Lechosh ben Avoynos. So, absolutely, yeah, that's right, yeah. Pardon? So, he says, on the Shchodesh, Ramah says, Mi sheish le nisuin b'chanakoy v'nis anis anis, but im yesh le nisuin b'nis anis anis b'yom chuposay, hafilu b'rosh Chodesh, you will fast. Because, although it is, because as Mishavu explains, because it's ain't in a minute, the fact that we don't fast, is only a minik, and therefore
you've got
times for chorus
in this anyway. You can't say the whole of this you don't fast.
You're times for chorus. No, I don't know if it's connected to that. Speak.
You know, you do fast, but you don't.
The reason why, let's think this through. You're right. Mishi Eshlo Nisun, if there is a, he will fast. Yeah, because that's right. Because the only reason why you wouldn't fast. The halach is because somebody is a chosn, he fasts b'yom chuposay. Now, you would perhaps assume that throughout Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you don't fast, because it is joyous days. However, that halacha of not fasting, because it's joyous days, that is only a low level minik, which is overridden if it's chosn b'yom chuposay. So that also, because it is only a limited, it's only a minik ba'alma, which the Ramah over here tells us is overridden if it's a chosn b'yom chuposay. However, you're quite right. If somebody, this is only a din in a chosn, so somebody who wants to just some randomly chooses Rosh Chodesh Nissan as a fast day, in such an instance, you're right. It would be wrong for him to fast. He shouldn't choose those days.
Often,
Says the Mishmuenzi of Cotton Test. Afilo Berosh Chodesh, Perosh Osam Medina Lesanosh Berosh Chodesh. In principle, a person is not allowed to fast Rosh Chodesh. Mikol Mokim, Berosh Chodesh Nissen is Ane. But however, on Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he may fast. Remember, it's really part, yeah. Mipnei Vechulu. Vehua din Berosh Chodesh of Yesh Gamken Lesanosh Metamze. If he therefore wishes to fast on Rosh Chodesh of, a chosen who wants to fast Rosh Chodesh of, he may also do so. But it's not normally a day that you normally fast. As opposed to the Nisan Chodeshim Eilu, Bereshus Kovid. As opposed to the other Rosh Chodeshim. Mipnei She Hu Echot Me'ayomim Shemisanem Behem. He's quoting the words of the Rama. Yeah, I'm confused as well. What's Mipne? So let's think this through. So the given is, it's really a day that you may fast. It's considered Tanas Tzadikim, as they say. It's a day that you may fast. So now you would have thought perhaps you don't fast. You shouldn't fast. The Maisa, because it's Chosn Meim Chepos, so you may fast. Yeah, I think that's Pshat. Yeah, the Rishabu over here discusses, and we'll finish off with that for tonight. What about a second marriage? Does a chosn, generally, never mind any, a second marriage generally, does a chosn on a second marriage, will he fast or not? Zivuk Sheni. Absolutely, says the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Ches. Even if it's a second marriage from both sides, they both need to fast. It's a day of Mechila for the Chosn and Kalan, therefore we svadal avonos to both yomim. And in the Nefer, the Mishnah also says, because we're more concerned, if they don't fast, Chosn and Kalan will not fasting, they make it up to drinking a little bit too much. It's a happy day, they're going to drink too much, it's going to get shikha. What's the problem with being shikha? What would be the problem to that shikha? Absolutely, because of the kinyan by the chuppah. Absolutely. So therefore, it's not a good idea. So in order to avoid any, you know, you're allowed to have that much, and I have that much. No. Chos and kala, just forget it. No alcoholic beverages, no beverages at all, just to make sure. Yeah, exactly. So that's the reason why chos and kala don't drink. The question is interesting. What about if after the chuppah they're allowed to after chuppah would be allowed to drink? Well, the answer is obvious, because the first thing they drink is under the chuppah they drink a bit of wine. So that's how they break their fast. So these are the two reasons why chos and kala shouldn't eat. They should fast. Yeah.
What yes, happens if it's the fourth marriage for both?
Will be the same. Every marriage after the first marriage is considered the second marriage. It doesn't mean literally the second marriage. It means a subsequent marriage.
You're not telling us, Stephen.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, to summarize what we learned this evening. Rabbi Sai, we learned this evening that if a town is in siege danger, you know, like they shouldn't fast. Similarly, any individual who is in danger shouldn't fast. It's going to affect his... He should be healthy. We spoke about it. Tzibur should never accept on himself the fast is on a Thursday. We also said not accepting a fast in Melechat Chila on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. We also spoke about if they accepted a fast on a Monday, a subsequent fast may be on a Thursday. We also spoke about Tu B'Shvat. We also spoke about Botel Megillas Tainus. And we also learned about Chosn Biyom Chupor Soiv. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you a very good evening.